95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, Daytona's Drink Station on Friday. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. That's Josh from SR Parade, the Morning Hog Brew Review. Mark brought us the RTDs today. Ready to drink blended cocktails in a can. Handsome cans at that. By the way, a phrase that pays.
I was just going to say, watch how you say that. You could say it too.
It could be a special prize if you remember the phrase that pays. So you have one unopened can left, right,
yeah,
Josh?
Yeah.
What are we getting into? What are we getting into?
We're getting into a classic rum daiquiri.
Oh, okay.
Mm,
so this is based on a clear white Florida rum.
All right.
Oh.
That we've most recently distilled. We don't have it out in the market yet.
Okay. I didn't know rum was white or clear like that. Yeah. I thought it was all brown.
Look at that.
That's usually spiced rum.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you don't do any barrel aging, you can get a clear, clear juice.
Well, that has a different note than our previous two.
So this this has some funk to it.
Ooh,
we also
yes.
make a falernum liqueur that goes in there. So falernum liqueur is a mix of almond, ginger, and lime.
Oh.
And we blend that with the rum, and then we add some more cane sugar.
Ooh. I sure do love almond when it gets mixed up in my liqueurs. You know what I mean? I do. I love it.
Mm.
All right.
So the distillery itself is in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about the proximity to somewhere kind of special in your heart?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Yeah, definitely. We're located right in downtown Jacksonville. We're a couple blocks away from the Jaguar Stadium.
Whoa.
I mean, like, you can see the stadium from the distillery.
You could come and pregame before you go to a Jaguars game.
What?
That's how close. Yeah.
Huh.
And then we are literally right across the street from the arena. Coming up for a concert.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fantastic location.
Yep.
Or I did a Vistar
and stuff.
Yep. Well, I'm sure I probably walked right by your place and didn't even know.
Yeah. Well, I'll do another shameless plug. We actually share the building with Intuition Aleworks.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Never been there.
Oh, I've had their beers.
Yeah.
Okay.
They make some really good beer. We share the building with them. So they make beer on one side and we make spirits on the other.
Really?
That's really cool.
This is pretty damn good.
Actually, I'll be out there Sunday.
So the liquor part is not out yet, or you're just making it just for these?
The rum
is not.
We've released a rum that we blended with a 5-year El Salvadorian rum.
Okay.
So that has released on the market, but as far as just our Florida rum, we have not released that yet. So
what characteristically is different about it than the other? Is it for your palate at least?
Well, for this Florida rum, I mean, we use a molasses for distilling, which is traditional in, like, your clear rums.
Okay.
When you go more into, like, the islands and the Caribbean and everything like that, you can have agricole-type rums that use more of direct from sugar cane or sugar cane juice and gives it different flavor profile.
Okay.
So
they know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, interesting.
It's a learning moment there.
Josh. Yeah. I'm learning.
I mean, I didn't take notes, but we'll just go back and listen to the tape. We can watch this on our Morning Hog YouTube channel,
SRParade.com
as well.
I highly encourage it, especially to check out the graphics on the cans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, get that viewership up a little bit.
Yeah, she's going to show that up again.
Let's get this last one up in here.
Yeah. Now, Steve, actually, you said you were one of your New Year's resolutions is going to be to consume more.
I'm going to take up vodka drinking.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And replace beer drinking with that.
You're just going to have, okay. So you're going to lose the beard in the new year, allegedly, but you're
going to
gain
the beard.
You're going to gain vodka.
And lose the fat.
Hmm. Okay. We'll
see. Can I shave your beard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that going to be like an event? Okay. You're going to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to do it live.
Maybe we can get some of these.
I'll do it on film.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm going to do first is I'm just going to shave off like one half of it.
Okay.
And then go shopping.
Yes.
Yeah.
In public.
Yeah, I want to go. Josh and I went in on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
We'll help you
out. Start with a video. You got to do like a side profile.
Yes.
And then turn.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Slow turn.
Yeah.
So are you going to go? You're going to go shopping with me?
Yeah, I definitely would go shopping with you.
Put like a leash on me?
Yeah.
You know, just get weird.
Yeah.
Like a child leash?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm just surprised you went there so fast. Like there was no question. You were like, leash, let's go.
Yeah.
Why not?
We thought this out before. You know, we definitely thought this out. Good. Well, before we go, we definitely want to fuel up on those. Now, again, we can find these.
Definitely in Total Wine right now. Some local independents. Coast Brewing out in Flagler Beach.
Oh, yeah.
But the easiest way always is to check out the website.
He's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder.
Bingo.
That's where you can find it right there. Or in this case, RTD Cocktail Finder.
But also go check out the distillery. You know, especially if you're checking out a Jags game
or
something like that.
We're open to the public. Come do a tour. They have a full service bar, tasting room, and get a flight.
Well, that's good stuff right there.
Cans.
Yeah.
We got live music. We have food trucks.
Really?
Really? Jeez. Yeah.
Okay.
That is a lot of events.
So. That's more than just a tailgate party right there. Well, I know we have our eye on that final game of the season between the Jags and the Titans. That's January 8th, right? January 8th. That'll be in your vodka zone now, right, Steve?
Right.
New year, new time year, to tighten new year. Up. So
I'll be there this Sunday for the Dallas game.
Are you really? You're going? Really?
Yeah.
Can me go?
Sure.
Yeah, I was going to invite Steve, but I don't want to do that. I should probably just have a single ticket.
Well, no leashes allowed.
Right.
Oh, shoot.
Well, until this gets filled up, cheers.
Cheers.